Good morning, Gamble Clinic. This is Mandy.
Here at the new Gamble Clinic, there's a full waiting room of adults and about 10 school kids who are taking time off from class to update their physicals. Other patients are visiting the clinic to get a blood test.
And here's our little blood draw chair table.
Shanna Kuzada, the lead health aide, has been working with the Gamble Clinic in two different buildings since 2011. As Kuzada shows me around the freshly painted blue and white health facility, she exclaims that this place is significantly bigger than the old clinic.
Oh my gosh, the space is... There was not much space. And there were more exam rooms than what we have now at the new clinic.
Despite having fewer exam rooms, Kuzada says the new clinic building can better accommodate more patients, and many of those patients have generally reacted positively to the more modern clinic. In fact, Kuzada recalls that some people, when they walk in, forget they're still on St. Lawrence Island.
Whenever they come in, they tell us they feel like they're not in Gamble, because, you know, a new building.
Lucia Pataky is the Vice President for Community Health Services with the Norton Sound Health Corporation and has been living in Gamble her entire life. For Pataky, this new clinic represents the fulfillment of a dream.
It is a lifelong desire to actually work out of a new facility large enough to serve the population. Yeah, for a number of years, we've had to work out of the old clinic, which had very limited space and got really crowded, especially when we had people come out, doctor's visits, supervisor instructors, you know, from providers from different departments.
Pataky also mentioned that the main advocate for the new clinic, who put in about 20 years of time and effort to make this project happen, was June Walunga. Walunga, who is the NSHC board member for Gamble, was unavailable for comment before the airing of this story. Even though the upgraded health facility is open for business, boxes still need to be unpacked and the old building needs to be decommissioned. As the transition phase is ongoing, Edna Apatiki, who works in behavioral health services at the Gamble Clinic, has been struggling to complete the online portion of her work.
Because I have some issues with downloading and the computer's locked, and we have to tell the technical folks over at Norton Sound to request services from them.
In spite of technical difficulties, Apatiki says she still sees her clients in person and continues her daily activities in a new building that has more reliable water and sewer access.
About transitioning over here is amazing. It's quite modern here, and we don't have that old carpet anymore. It collects dust, and we breathe in the dust, but we're very fortunate to be here.
Once the old clinic is decommissioned and the transition is completely done, Lucia Pataky says she would like for Norton Sound Health Corporation clinics to become more integrated and shift their focus to a newer model of healthcare.
I would like to see a lot more, instead of acute care, branching out to other prevention type healthcare, prenatals, women's health. Would like to focus around that so that it's not just all a reaction to what's coming in, but, you know, long-term look at, you know, empowering the people to take ownership of their own health.
One of the 15 other clinics in the area is located in Savoonga. Savoonga's new health clinic also officially opened within the last week. It began seeing patients on Monday. Reporting in Gamble, I'm Davis Havi.